Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I am so happy to be back, guys. It feels like so long since I've sat down to record an episode because the last two episodes were pre-recorded before we left for Tennessee. So let's do a quick little update. So our friend's wedding was September 4th. So on Labor Day, it was in Tennessee. It was an absolutely beautiful day. It was very warm, but the venue was insanely beautiful. We were so happy to make the trip. We left on Friday, so I believe that was the first. Yeah, we left Friday. So I took the day off from work. We went to Ohio to see my parents and just hang out and just be at my parents' house, see my dog, got to see my brother, my sister-in-law, and my cute nephew. So that was super awesome. Side note, if you hear any rummaging in the background, I'm in a different part of my apartment today and people are very active this morning, I guess. But yeah, so we saw my family, we got to do some of our favorites in Akron, and then we headed out on Sunday to make the drive down to Tennessee. It was like an eight and a half hour drive, so that was that was fun. The longest drive that we've ever done together was going from New Jersey to Florida. We've actually done that a few times. I want to say the first time was when COVID outbroke and we had to drive from Florida to New Jersey. That was a pretty intense drive. And then we did the drive last November for a festival, EDC, in Orlando. Because of the hurricane, all of our flights were canceled, and our flight was quite literally the night before we were getting ready to leave. So the flight was in the morning and it was canceled at like 5-6 p.m. So we had to make the decision right then and there that we were going to drive, and we were not going to miss out on EDC because that is our absolute favorite festival. We go with our friends every single year, and Martin Garrix was closing out day one and we were not going to miss that. There's no chance in the world. So after the drive there, the wedding was beautiful. We were only there for a day. We turn back around, make the drive to Ohio, hang out for the evening, and then we leave the next morning to come back to New Jersey. I hope you guys had an amazing Labor Day. I hope you guys had some relaxing time with the time off. And without further ado, let's just get into today's episode, which is all the fall things. I posted quite a few polls on my Instagram just to get other people's opinions on their favorite parts of fall. So I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 polls that I posted and got some input on what everyone's fall favorites are. I know fall starts September 23rd, so today is Monday, September 18th, so fall starts this Saturday, but what better way to kick it off than to just get some fun, fresh ideas in our head of what to do for this fall. And I don't know about you, but I am so excited, and not to sound like a broken record, but it is a rainy day here in New Jersey, so let's get started. The first poll was pumpkin spice versus apple cider. The winning one was apple cider with 52% and pumpkin spice at 48%, so pretty close voting right there. Me personally, I am an apple cider girly. I honestly can't remember the last time I had a pumpkin spice anything, so I definitely need to get one this fall season. Pumpkin patch versus apple picking. Pumpkin patch came in first with 71% and apple picking at 29%. I love both. I loved going apple picking, pumpkin patch picking, whatever you want to call it, gallivanting around the pumpkin patch. So personally, I would say going to the pumpkin patch. Haunted house versus a haunted hayride. Haunted hayride with 67% and a haunted house with 33%. I went on my first haunted hayride, not last fall, but the fall before, and it was so freaking fun. Or actually, was it last fall? No, I don't think it was last fall. I think it was 2021 fall, and it was so freaking fun. Let me tell you what. Team PSL versus not Team PSL. We have 75% for Team PSL and 25% for not Team PSL. Me personally, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and throw my vote for PSL because it's the vibe, you know what I mean? UGG Taz versus UGG Ultra Mini. I personally do not own either, but we have 60% for the UGG Ultra Mini and 40% for the UGG Taz. I'm going to throw my vote towards the UGG Ultra Mini. I've just heard too many horror stories about the UGG Taz rolling your ankle within like the first hour of having it. While they are both absolutely adorable looking, I'm going to throw my vote towards the UGG Ultra Mini. Flannel versus an oversized crew or sweater. If you know me, you know I'm giving my vote towards the oversized crew sweater. Oversized anything over here. And it seemed like the people felt the same way too. 68% for the oversized crew and 32% for the flannel. This is a controversial one, which is why I had to throw it up there, even though it is not Christmas time yet. Does Christmas decor go up after Thanksgiving or after Halloween? The votes are in, and 57% of people voted after Halloween, and 43% voted after Thanksgiving. Me, I love to get my Christmas decor up early. I am a Thanksgiving baby. I was supposed to be born on Christmas, but I was actually born the day after Thanksgiving. So, in my opinion, my birthday is usually around Thanksgiving time. Well, not even in my opinion. My birthday is around Thanksgiving time. So I love to have the decor up as we're leading into my birthday. And Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving always, and Black Friday is like a holiday to me. So I just love to feel like I'm in the holly jolly spirit, if you will. The people that put their decorations up on December 1st and then they take it down January, let yourself live a little bit more, but to each their own. Haunted corn maze versus a regular corn maze. We have 68% for a regular corn maze and 32% for a haunted corn maze. When I was younger, I always wanted to do what we had in Arizona, which was called Fear Farm. Just had to take a slight pause because my cat's automatic litter box went off, and it can honestly sound like nails on a chalkboard, so had to take a slight intermission there. So haunted corn maze versus a regular corn maze, 68% for regular corn maze and 32% for a haunted corn maze. When I was younger, we had this place called Fear Farm in Arizona. I don't know if Fear Farm is everywhere, but I'm sure every state has their own variation of it. And I always wanted to go, but I was either quote unquote too young, or I just ended up not going, or my parents didn't want me to go, but I always wanted to go. It's where people dress up as like clowns and scary people and basically chase you through a corn maze with a chainsaw that has no blade in it, which now that I'm saying that back, it does sound a little demented, but you know, in my teenage years, I thought this is the moment. Paint pumpkins versus carving pumpkins. We had a split vote, so 50-50 for both. Me, I love a good carving pumpkin session, but it's also fun to paint the pumpkins too, but I'm gonna personally toss my vote towards carving pumpkins because guess what? You can also paint the pumpkins too. Roast your pumpkin seeds or throw them away. Again, a split vote for 50-50%, and my cat just jumped up and is about to put her little face on the microphone. Please no. We had a 50-50 vote for roasting the pumpkins and throwing them away, which almost saddens my heart because how could you ever throw the pumpkin seeds away? I absolutely love roasting the pumpkin seeds. It is one of my favorite things to do in the fall season, especially bringing the pumpkin seeds to school. Oh my gosh, that was such a moment for me in elementary school and high school. Apple pie versus pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie shot apple pie out of the water, which was a little bit surprising to me because growing up, I swear, everyone loved apple pie so much more than pumpkin pie, and some years I would want pumpkin pie as my birthday cake. 79% for pumpkin pie, 21% for apple pie. And when I think of apple pie, I think of this phase that I had, which it wasn't really a phase. It was just more of an era where I was obsessed with the McDonald's apple pie. Oh my gosh, those are so freaking good. I need to get one ASAP. Candy apple versus caramel apple. 94% for caramel apple, 6% for candy apple. And I would agree, caramel apple till the day I die. Those are so good with the nuts on top. The candy apple, I don't know if I've ever even had a candy apple with like the red coating on it. Is that like cherry jam? A girl does not know. If you hear some crinkling in the background, that is just Peach. She got a new Meowbox subscription and we waited a few days to give it to her, and I swear she's just taking it out on us because every time I sit down to record or do anything important or need to focus, she is there crinkling them. And the theme was golf, so it's actually pretty cute toys. There's like a scorecard, a little golfing green, the little putting green, a little visor that says best cat by par, little pants, and a golf club, which, you know, coincidentally looks like looks like something inappropriate, which I don't know if I can say my podcast, but it looks a little bit like a dildo if you ask me. Starbucks pumpkin spice latte versus Dunkin' pumpkin spice latte. It seems like the Starbucks girls are very tuned in because we have 84% for Starbucks, 16% for Dunkin'. I haven't had either, so I can't really throw my vote either way, but let's just give it to Starbucks. You like Halloween episodes on your shows that you're watching? Do you like when they release a Halloween episode? 100% for yes. So that's the first one we've had where it's 100% yes. I think the closest poll to that was the candy apple versus caramel apple. Scary Halloween movie versus a funny Halloween movie. We have 65% for funny and 35% for scary, which kind of surprised me. I used to be a huge scary movie girly myself, but now I just love the funny Halloween movies. Even the kid ones, the Disney ones, I really just love them. Halloween Town, either 1, 2, 3, or 4 versus Twitches, 1 or 2. I love both of these movie series, but we have 93% for Halloween Town and 7% for Twitches. I love both. I actually even got Anthony to be obsessed with both this last fall, and now he keeps asking me when we can watch them, which I'm like, slay. Hocus Pocus versus Beetlejuice. I'm not surprised by this one. We have 84% for Hocus Pocus and 16% for Beetlejuice. Believe it or not, I've never seen Beetlejuice, but Hocus Pocus, it's just the vibe. You know what I mean? I just remembered that I have the cookies, like the circle sugar cookies with the little designs on them. I want to say I have a pumpkin and ghost one that are sitting in my fridge I got this weekend. I was supposed to make them sometime over this weekend, but maybe I'll make them today. I think that sounds like the vibe. Gonna light my fall candle. It's raining outside. Just do a relaxing apartment day while working from home and making some cookies. I think that sounds like the vibe today, guys. Oh, another big update I forgot to mention at the beginning of this episode, but if you're following me on TikTok and Instagram, you will know this already. Anthony and I have started the 75 hard. Today is day 7, actually, which I am actually so excited about because, yeah, I'm just so proud of us. Today is day 7. We started on 9/11, so I had 2 open-ended questions. So, favorite parts of fall, and these were the overall answers. The weather, the decorations, the trees changing, the leaves changing, the cozy vibes, the crisp air, oversized crews, flannels, cute clothing, rom-coms, and Halloween movies. And then the other open-ended question was your favorite fall drink, because your girl needs inspo. Starbucks pumpkin chai, apple cider, pumpkin spice latte, hot cocoa, and apple cider mimosa. So I thought these polls were so fun. Let me know if you guys like this episode. I know this was a different style of episode, but I really enjoyed it, and I am already counting down the days to fall. It is almost fall, y'all. Just a few more days, and I know I will miss the sun being out and the warmth, but you know what? I am ready for the new season, if you will. We've both been following different, I guess you would say, guidelines for the 75 hard. So this is what I've been following. So no soda, only poppy. This is because I am a huge Dr. Pepper lover, and so I also need that caffeine. So I figure eliminating soda aside from one poppy a day, and I try to not have one a day, maybe do like one every other day. No alcohol, which isn't really a hard thing for either of us. We are not big drinkers anymore. So no alcohol, no skipping meals. This is huge for me because, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, and I'm just very open and vulnerable about on my social medias, I am someone that has had an interesting journey with my relationship with food. So this is a really big one for me. Even if it's just getting something small in my body, it's very important to me to hit that breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then a snack or two in between. No eating out during the week. Now, if I have to, or if we have no food, or it's someone's birthday and we had to go out to an event or something, it has to be the healthiest option on the menu that I'm actually going to eat. No eating after 8 p.m. If I'm starving, it has to be something healthy. So I typically like to start cooking dinner between 6 and 6:15 so that we're completely finished by like 6:45. And then if I want to have dessert or just like another snack afterwards, I have about like an hour and a half, hour 15 to do that before it's 8 p.m. And that's just because I am a snacker and I just think eating at that late of night, you're going to just be laying down in bed. You're not really going to be burning it off. So, yeah, might as well just nip it at 8 o'clock. Reading 10 pages of a nonfiction book. So the book that I've been reading is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And I would really love to maybe just read a chapter or just pull some of the most important things from the book that I've read thus far and share on the podcast maybe next week. Drinking a gallon of water, which has been a journey in its own. For the first day, I definitely did not hit the gallon. I missed it by, I want to say, like 30 fluid ounces. So I have this one cup that I have to fill up 4 times to get to that gallon. The hardest part about that is literally having to pee every 5 minutes. So it is a very nice thing that I do work from home, because otherwise that is, that's a doozy. Yeah. Doing 2 workouts a day. So trying to do 1 indoor and trying to do 1 outdoor. I won't even lie, there has been one day already where I didn't get to do the outdoor one, but you know what, that's just life, and I have to work on giving myself grace, because I am someone that once I start something, I go all in and get kind of obsessive over it. I have this super cute, fun journal that I got from Amazon. It's pink, it says 75 heart on it, and there's a little journal entry for every single day. You write the date. It has today's most important tasks. There's 3 of them. You write down your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack 1 and 2, your mood, your weight, the time your day began at, the time you completed all of your tasks at, your indoor workout, your outdoor workout, the time for each, your daily diet plan, a little circle thing to check off if you had no alcohol and no cheat meals. I'm not doing the no cheat meals things because, like I said, I am someone that can fall down into bad habits. 10 pages of a nonfiction book. You can write in the book and how many pages were read, and then you can write down the amount of water that you had in the day, as well as taking a progress pic. So, like I mentioned before, we are already on day 7. I'm so excited to just see the person that I come out of this as. I'm not really doing this for terms of physical, but more of like a mental and just getting into a routine, because one of my big flaws is that I am not very disciplined, and I can easily like talk myself out of something just because I say, oh, well, for the greater good, I don't have to do it. And I'm really just trying to be a dedicated and more of an intentional person. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys, especially as we're hitting into the fall season and it starts to get darker earlier and just stay darker for more of the day, for the rainy days. I am someone that also does fall into seasonal depression. I really think it hit me so hard this last year because for most of my life I was in Arizona or in Florida, so it was just kind of a, I guess you could say, a culture shock to me to just have it be dark sometimes at 4 o'clock when I'm not even off of work yet. So I really think implementing these things into my day-to-day are going to help me. And then I also have a few little additional things that I'm adding to the 75 hard. So I have a weekly money jar, so I have just like certain amounts written because there's 11 weeks in the 75 hard. I have 11 things to pull with like different money amounts on them, and then I move that into my savings. I have an activity jar, so I wrote down 75 activities, whether if it's self-care, buying myself a silly little treat, doing a self-care night. I know I just said that, but other things of self-care, like actually doing skincare or doing some yoga or different date night ideas or just things that can help me stimulate my mind. And I'm also wanting to do a pay it forward weekly, if not daily, but definitely weekly. And then we have a little date jar for things to do for a weekly date night, because I think it's important to prioritize your relationship no matter what season of life you are in. And I want to say that is it. Oh, I'm also vlogging every single day of the 75 hard on TikTok. I'm finding different ways to just document my days, hopefully being able to turn it over into YouTube. That would be so awesome. I actually have not ever really been a YouTube girly, so I think it would be fun to step into that. And yeah, I'm very proud of myself. I'm proud of us for sticking to something, and I, like I said, just can't wait to see the people that we come out of this as. If I remember correctly, we should be done by November 26th, which is 2 days before my 25th birthday, which is very exciting for me to complete this challenge. I think we will be, obviously it'll, Halloween will happen in between the 75 hard. I will go home to Ohio at least once because my second nephew is going to be born within the month. I'm so excited for that. I am so excited for my brother and my sister-in-law's little family to grow. I'm excited for my only nephew at this time to become a big brother. I have so much love for my family, and I think this is just going to be a really fun season to step into. Obviously, Thanksgiving will also happen in that time frame, and then we will have EDC, so that's the festival I was talking about in the beginning of this episode. I'm very excited for that, and yeah, it will just be so awesome to make it to November 26th and be done with this challenge. I don't know, maybe have a glass of champagne to celebrate. I also did just want to get vulnerable and say one of the other reasons why I'm starting the 75 hard is because I have been struggling with my mental health for probably the better part of 9 months or so, just kind of struggling with derealization and disassociating. I really don't know what the exact pinpoint of that is, but I wanted to just share that in case anyone else is also feeling that. My anxiety has been at an all-time high lately as well too, so I'm just trying to implement ways that I can relieve my stress and tension throughout the day. So I've really been enjoying my indoor workouts of yoga, and just I need to find a good meditation thing. And yeah, so, and with the anxiety comes the panic attack, so I've just been trying to find other ways to navigate through that. And as I've come to realize, especially through reading the book of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, is you kind of just got to push through it and come out a stronger person at the end. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit for if you're going through that as well. You are definitely not alone. No one is alone. And yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for making it to the end of this episode. I believe this is episode 7. How exciting is that? We launched the podcast on 8/8, so it's already been a little over a month of our little month-iversary. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to create this space and just being part of this community. If you want to get in touch, you can follow the podcast Instagram at It's Nap Time Podcast. You can find me on Instagram, my personal, Natalie X Palik, and my TikTok is NataliePete012. I would love to talk with you guys in the DMs and just share my day-to-day with you guys and get to know you guys a little bit more. So, like I said, I love you so much. Thank you for being here. You guys are so awesome. I am so excited for the future of It's Nap Time. I hope you enjoyed your weekly nap time. If you want to submit any story times, Q&As, or just want to say anything, you can click the Google form that's in the episode description details. And I will be checking that weekly, so I just can't wait for you guys to start submitting some things in there. And yeah, there should be a question at the end of this episode if you want to answer it. I've been posting on the podcast Instagram at least 3 to 4 times a week, so we're definitely active over there. Definitely going to be more active on my stories as well. And I hope you guys are just having an amazing week. I hope you have something fun to do. Today's Monday, like I mentioned before, so I am excited for the week ahead. I hope you have the best week ever, the best day ever. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here again, and I will talk to you later. Bye!